City of Ketchikan voters overwhelmingly approved the $42 million hospital bond proposition during Tuesday's election, with 855 voting yes compared to 306 voting no. With that approval, the city can move forward with the $62 million first phase of renovations. That is the most expensive phase and will upgrade the city-owned hospital's 50-year-old surgery suite. The renovations also will double clinical space and add parking. The second phase of the project would expand the emergency room and lab areas and would change the main entrance to where the emergency entrance now sits. That second phase is estimated to cost an additional $14 million. City voters also apparently chose a new council member. Political newcomer Judy Zengi won the most votes according to the unofficial results, with 767 people choosing her. She says she's pleased and humbled.
I'm just excited to get to work. I can't wait to start work on the budget, actually. I think that I'm excited to work with all the councilmen and women, and it's just a little overwhelming at the moment.
Incumbent Matt Olson came in second in the city council race with 680 votes, and incumbent Dick Coos apparently lost his seat with 540 votes. Olson says it's an honor to be elected.
In terms of what we just hope to accomplish, I really just hope to continue with the long-term planning for the community so we can really look forward to having our community return to, you know, the vibrant past that we had. And I know we can get there. It's just going to take some work and some time.
Borough-wide, the two incumbents on the borough assembly kept their seats. Bill Rotecki was the top vote-getter with 1,183 votes. He says he's a good listener and he hopes to continue using that ability to represent everyone's interest on the assembly.
There's often a concern that there's a city, borough, that is to say city, non-city divide. But as we all know, everybody within the city is also within the borough, as everybody in the city of Saxon is also within the borough. So I'll do my best to represent all members of the community.
Alan Bailey came in second with 1,109 votes. He says he wants to continue working to create a business-friendly environment.
That's the kind of thing I think that's really important. And, we have just a lot of issues ahead of us, and it just takes a lot of time and study, and I have the willingness and the enthusiasm to do the study that's necessary. And I'm just really grateful to the community for giving me this chance. I really am.
Challenger John Harrington followed with 985 votes. Harrington is a former assembly and school board member. Speaking of the school board, incumbent David Timmerman kept his seat and received the most votes, 1,230. He says he appreciates the support and will continue his spirited defense of school board priorities.
I'm going to, continue to keep my eyes on the assembly and fight for the proper amount of money that the school board thinks that we should get. Keep concentrating on the activities action that's going on. I think everybody knows I'm pretty passionate about that, and just keep the passion level up.
18-year-old Trevor Shaw, a high school senior, apparently came in second with 1,087 votes. Here's Shaw with his short-term plans.
The first couple meetings, I'm going to sit back and see what it's like sitting up at the table and kind of get a feel for everything. I'm definitely not going to be quiet. I'm not good at that. I have a lot of questions. I'm definitely one to be involved, but just kind of get a feel for what it's like to be on the school board, and then we have to go from there.
Political newcomer Camille Booth was third in the school board race with 862 votes. A ballot proposition that would have created a new Saxman, South Tongass Fire and EMS service area failed in Saxman and passed in the South Tongass area. It had to pass in both areas in order to move forward. That proposition was a potential solution to the ongoing issue of how Saxman can pay for South Tongass Fire Service. Officials have said that they will try to negotiate a new fire service agreement, but if that doesn't work, they'll consider options, including cutting off that service for Saxmen. The election results Tuesday night are unofficial. The canvas board meets at 1 p.m. Wednesday to count absentee ballots and finalize the election. According to those unofficial results, 24% of Ketchikan's voters turned out on election day. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.